The sun had just come up, and I guess we made a good target in that field of corn. I guess we did, and we knew it. Listen, Sister Phil, take her towards those trees over there. I could see the trees very clearly. They were tall and silver, like the alders down by the pump house where we were earlier today, if you recall. Like a trees like them all over Italy. Keep moving, Sister Phil, towards them trees. I'd looked them over and decided that was the best place to head. Well, it seemed like the best place to head at the time. You don't want to be out in the open too long. A tank in a yellow field makes a good target, and it gets better as the sun keeps rising. I scanned the field with the binoculars and was just looking back towards the sun when I sees the plane coming at us. Man, it was low. It just shot out of nowhere over the hedge. I measures bet 109. I thought for sure he was going to chop the turret right off the tank, eh? Here's this little Nazi sitting in there wearing his fancy goggles and his fancy black gloves, and he's got his fancy thumb and the fancy firing button, eh? This is it, I thought. This is it. But he passed us over without firing around. Of course, old Phil, he didn't know what was happening. He just felt the tank sway as the plane passed over. Then through the slit, he sees the bastard open up in the trees. I strafed the area good because he was low. Well, he fires up them woods real good, and I think, holy mackerel, some of our boys must be in there. We watch for the plane to come back, but he's gone. He doesn't come back. And when we get to the trees, what do you think? There were about a dozen Nazis. Dead. The plane got them. That's where I got that Luger I used to have. You remember it? I don't know what happened. Maybe the Nazi in the plane made a mistake about the Nazis in the trees. Maybe that's what happened. Maybe he made a mistake. Maybe it was an Italian in that Messerschmitt. Now that's a good possibility. That's the way it might have been. I've thought of all kinds of reasons. I've thought maybe it never happened. Maybe it was something I saw on television, eh? I thought maybe I was getting it confused with that time I was in Italy moving through that field of corn. Phil says he remembers it, though. The other day when we were working on the roof, I says to Phil, do you remember that time in Italy? Phil was lying on the shakes with his shirt off, taking a rest. Does that, you know, getting some sun. George, Phil says, I remember it. You don't forget things like that. I'll never forget those dead bastard limeys. They must have been sleeping below that camouflage net. Never knew what hit them. Limeys? I think Phil has made a mistake. Phyllis says, they weren't British, they were Germans. No, says Phil, they were British. The 6th Sutherland Regiment. Phil and I get into these arguments all the time. We've been friends for the longest time, you know. Listen, I knew Phil from before the army. I knew him when he was working night shift in Capuzzi's lumber mill. He had a lot more hair then than he's got now, and of course he didn't have the ulcer, though, mind you. He was well on his way then. I remember he kept a bottle in his hip pocket. A Mickey at all times. Phyllis says to him, how could they be British? You remember that Luger pistol I took of one of them high-ranking officers? Now you remember it. It had a pearl handle, and I figured it came from the Africa Corps because there was sand in the barrel, and you figured this was a trick to make the gun explode and destroy the hand that pulls the trigger, right? You're not talking about the Luger your Uncle Hans gave you for your birthday, are you, says Phil? No, I says to him. I'm not talking about any damn Luger my Uncle Hans gave me. I'm talking about the damn Luger I got when we were in those bunch of trees in Italy. Now, you know what I'm talking about, Phil. You said you remembered the time. Listen, George, says Phil. I remember the time I got malaria in the Po Valley. Well, I guess that was maybe I was getting a bit exasperated with old Phil by this time. I guess, eh? I mean, he had malaria, all right, and he had it pretty bad, but I wanted to know whether I had the Luger or not. Recall that we were still on the roof at this time. Recall that Phil had his shirt off and was lying in the shakes getting some sun, and that he had a Mickey of Canadian Club in his hip pocket. Recall that I had just told him the story I have just told you, and told it pretty much the way I told it to other people here and there through the years. And then you can get some idea of the situation. Phyllis says, I agree with your detail about the camouflage net, but as far as I'm concerned, they weren't sleeping. Georgie says, they were on their backs, surely you remember that? He offered me a drink and, just for the hell of it, I had one. I like rye. As you know, it's the best drink this country makes. I've drank it since I started drinking, and I'm still drinking it. In fact, I often carry it. Keep a flask in the glove compartment of the Edsel. I drive better when I've had a couple of snorts. Set you up, eh? Of course, there was no rye available in Italy. It was strictly wine in that country. Good wine, mind you, the best. We never went into action without it. Every time we had a castle or a monastery, we made sure we got ourselves some vino. And kept a jerry can in the tank and a few extra casks wrapped up in our sleeping bundles. Once they got hit and the damn stuff soaked through all the damn blankets, and we had to sleep sitting up in the damn tank all damn night. I think it was the night we found those dead Nazis beneath the camouflage net. The Nazis were lying on their backs, as Phil says. And as he says, they were on their backs in a circle, arranged like the spokes of a wagon wheel. But I disagree with Phil when he says he got the sextant and recorded the azimuth of the sun in relation to the circle which they formed with their bodies. I mean, I don't believe you can do that with a sextant, can you? I knew how to use one of those things. When you were moving at night, sometimes that was the only way you could move. But when you moved, you moved with the stars. I guess the whole thing is kind of strange. I've thought about it many times, and it seems kind of strange. The Italian and the Nazi plane shooting at those trees. Tall trees. Silver in appearance. I believe they were painted with aluminum paint. Leastways, that's the way they appeared to me when I got there. Thank you.